Blog Talk Radio.
Just hung up on me.
It did. Well, we're trying, folks. Hold on. It says we're live. We're not.
You're dialing.
Welcome to Weed Say Wednesday. We're thinking we're live. We are having technical issues again, so we're going to find out exactly what's wrong here and see what we got going on.
You can call in with your questions.
You can blog in. I think we're live now. Okay, we're live. Well, that was weird.
Good morning.
I had to use a whole nother browser, if you will. So welcome to Weed Say Wednesday. We just skipped the whole intro altogether. Live cannabis radio show, Bell
Star.
New place
for news.
And the cannabis kid. Space Queen, Tech Guy, Space King just showed up. We got all sorts of stuff. Fun stuff going on here this morning.
That's an info.
What do we got on the... what does Weed Say Wednesday do, Tone? Cannabis Kids.
We do strain reviews.
Canna news.
Dispensary
interviews.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot the whole intro.
If it's not
if
playing,
I'm not if we're
yeah,
not saying
it's not
in the morning,
running.
I'm not remembering it.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Tons of information. anything that you want to know about cannabis.
Welcome to Weed Say Wednesday. We're rolling in some sound effects. All your news. We've got sponsors by Culture Magazine. Oh my gosh, what is it? What the heck is going on with you this morning? Cannabis Kids brought
Culture
in
Magazine,
from
I know.
And it's the sugar, it's blocked his mind.
Culture Magazine delivers out.
Welcome to Weed Say Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bell Star,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Say Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
All right. Well, again.
Good morning again.
Welcome back to Weed Say Wednesday.
I'm glad those people knew what they were talking
about. Yeah, because we had no idea. We're all like, what are we? We're, well, we've got some Otto Silver Haze here this morning. And,
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Good morning,
Cannabis
Kid.
Don't pop those hard questions.
Good morning, Bell Star. Yeah, they were really hard already this morning. Like,
I know you asked the hard questions, but to me,
we're like,
right in the morning?
Where's our tech guy? Where's our format? We have no idea what's happening. So I actually went back and, speaking of tech guy and formatting, I went back and listened to a couple shows, and somebody had said recently that without our big mic, our AT450, Audio Technica, we sounded like we were in a cave. So I went back, I did some comparing, some listening, and they were right. We sound like we're in a cave anyway, but...
like we're on a speakerphone.
But the cave sounds a little clearer with the bigger mic, so we'll just take a little, a few more moments every morning to set up the soundboard.
Nice.
We're figuring out how to channel everything to get a ha-ha. So this is going to be a fun show this morning. We have Vicky from the owner of Earth Healing coming on to talk about this amazing event that happened just this past Saturday. If anybody wasn't there... really, really sorry you missed that because, there will be more. I'm for sure of it. For sure there will be more. It was an amazing event. There were probably, I don't know, 25 different vendors there.
From dispensaries to certification centers
to testing. They had edible maker.
Yeah, edible makers. They had free vape pens with your
pens with
patient
your
card.
Patient card there from Bang Chocolate.
Bang Chocolate.
So they're all there. T-shirts company, THC T-shirt company was there with all their. I saw some nice elderly people walking around with their THC hats on with their receipt still on the hat. You know, the sticker. Oh, it's funny.
And those are handmade.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Those hats that had the little THC thing on the front.
Those are all handmade?
Those were handmade by a gentleman that had a booth out there.
Now, he is from here in Arizona, right? Or in Tucson, right?
Very nice.
They had massage, a little massage area.
Yep,
doing chair
massage. Gosh,
a lot of information. I think more than anything, I think it was great to see the community out. And I'd like to see a little more of the dispensaries that were
here. The event started, or in Arizona in general, the event started at 6. People were showing up at 5 o'clock. They turned a 3-hour event into a 5 to 6-hour event.
I showed up like right at 5:30, and when I got there, it was like the thing was already going on.
Yeah, it was packed already. It was awesome. It was really spectacular. And I know they're going to need a bigger venue to host the next one. And I think they should do it during the day at like Reed Park or something where just tons of, put 1,000 people out there, you know. They had 400 or 500 people out there this time, you know, and it was packed. And I think they hit capacity on the building, I'm sure. They're going to need a bigger spot.
Definitely.
I think during the day more people would show up, but there was just everybody.
Yeah. You know what else I saw? I was talking to a lot of people at the Tumbleweed booth, and a lot of them were new to the whole cannabis scene and were asking a lot of questions, and a lot of good questions at that.
What kind of questions did you hear that you...
What ailments can I get my card for, which is always a good one, because you never know. I mean, unless you're in the scene and you're knowing it every day. But I think a lot of elderly people were out.
Past their bedtime.
Past some of their bedtime.
This
and
was
I was
way
really
past their bedtime.
Happy to see that. I think we get more and more people that haven't been
exposed
to it.
The community.
Word off.
Cannabis community. And it is a community. Mm-hmm. People were out in force that night. It was great. With all the newcomers, there were all the regulars out there. So there was a wonderful mix of people. The news was out there talking to people. And the lady they had on the news, she had her little Tumbleweeds brochure in her hand. But we spent a significant time talking with her, actually, before they had her on the news. There were a lot of people that came, you know, with varying ailments, that were in wheelchairs or, you know, just had people bring them there.
Right.
And just people of all ages, kids were there.
There was one husband and wife that actually came in, and I think you were talking to the wife, and I was talking to the husband, and he kept on saying, you know, I'm here for her, and he was just like, whatever will help her get better, and he was like, I don't know much about it, you know, he goes, I remember Reefer Madness, he was talking about the movie, he's an elderly gentleman, and I said, you know, it's so different these days, you know, your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Are the ones that are like, you know, bringing this to
the forefront.
And he's like, it's very true. He's like, back in the day, I never touched the stuff. I was scared of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff meaning cannabis.
The stuff.
He was just a really sweet old man, and just kind of was telling me, you know, what his wife was going through. And we were going back and forth, you know, I was explaining to him all the different ways that he can use cannabis. And he was, his eyes were very wide open at that point when I was telling him.
Education.
Right. And they live down in Green Valley, or Sarita, which I told him.
Yeah, the
Ulster Health is there. And
they had a dispensary, their reps were there.
Right, and their reps were there. And so they got, I pointed him over there into that direction. So.
Oh.
He was asking me, he's like, well, how do I know what to use with her? And I said, well, really, you know, once you get to Ultra Health or whatever dispensary you choose to go to, they have very educated bud tenders that can help them, you know, and tell them. I said another place was All Bud. They could type in their...
And Tumbleweeds Health Center. They can come down
here. Right, but they were already here. They were already talking with
them. And they could tell anyone to come down here. We could sit down and we can have a one-on-one with them and say, hey, you know, if you're scared to go, We'll talk with you first, and we'll let you know.
Help you with strays, you know, and what strays will work for you.
We make some suggestions. We're not doctors.
Right.
I mean, the ones that we see. But we do have many, many doctors waiting to certify you at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Least expensive, I won't say cheapest, because there's nothing cheap about tumbleweed. Least expensive certifications in town. Come on down.
You always can say inexpensive works.
But we are the least expensive.
I know you are.
Yeah. So come on down and check it out.
And if you find another price,
we'll beat it. You betcha. Yeah, it was an amazing event. I still can't believe how many people showed up, and it was just awesome. There was so much information there, and everybody was giving away a little something, from, you know, pens to papers to massage to vaporizing.
Right. And certain places, if you showed your patient card, you got a little something extra.
Yeah. It was really fantastic.
I think the Bong place was handing out the edible chocolate.
Space King talked to, I mean, there were people waiting in line to talk to this guy about what was going on.
There were a lot of people waiting to talk to all of us, you know, because I don't know if you guys realize, but every now and then I would look, and it kind of seemed like we had a line at the table.
Uh-huh. We did.
It was
Got done with another person, they would walk away, and then another one would walk up.
Yeah. I did speak to a lot of vets. There were ton of vets out there, and they're extremely excited about this upcoming January with PTSD being on there.
Good.
They're just ecstatic about that.
That's great. Yeah. And what were some of the questions that, other than that, what else did you...
Well, there were a lot of vets, you know, out there asking questions, you know, how would, you know, using medical cannabis and stuff like that affect their... you know, VA benefits and stuff. Those were particular questions that, you know, I couldn't go too in-depth with because, as you guys know, they really haven't come out with anything regarding that. So, you know, we're still on the waiting list for more info about that. But like you guys were talking about, I did speak with a lot of people about different methods of using cannabis and, you know, the different benefits and everything. And also, as you guys know, we did take a lot of books out there.
Yes, we did sell a lot of books.
And we came back with not as many.
Yeah, we sold a lot of cookbooks. Yeah, a lot of cookbooks.
I saw the cookbooks.
I was also, you know, explaining to people that we do have, you know, a reading library down here at Tumbleweeds. If you guys want to come in, hang out on the couch in the lounge and, you know, get some education, you know, we're all about it.
Yep.
And people are excited about that. And even if you're not a patient yet, you know, but it's something you're interested in, you can still come down and get that knowledge and education that you need before you begin your process.
Right.
And, you know, people were kind of surprised that you don't need to be, they were really surprised that you don't need to be a patient in order to come down here and get education.
Yeah, absolutely not. Just come on in. Just have an inquiry, and we've got the information, and if we don't have it, we'll get it for you.
Yeah.
We will find out.
It was really, really fun. It went really fast, all 5 hours.
It sure did.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that long.
Yeah, it was fast.
And we turned around, everyone was clearing out. It was about 9:30, and I think we were the last ones to pack up and get out of there.
Yeah, it was about that. It was a non-medicated event, so there were a couple sneakers, but some people just needed their meds. But it was non-medicated, and that was fine. It was only 3 hours, so...
I enjoyed the venue too. That's the first time I've ever been in that location,
the old
train station.
Yeah,
and
that was
really
cool.
And with
they
them having the
night.
Music
yeah.
and the crowd's voices, you can I never even could hear the train.
Oh,
have it. You have it on
a couple times.
Well, a couple times because you couldn't talk.
Watch
but you couldn't talk over it really.
No, you really couldn't. Because I mean, in all reality, the train was 20 feet behind us.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for the ultra health people. They sat right next to the DJ, and it was a little loud.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe an outdoor event would be a nice a way to spread it out, open it up so you didn't have to sit right next to the DJ and allow more people and their dogs.
And, you know, when you're educating people, and they're really, really intent on hearing, you know, and you have an older crowd, it makes it hard. And, you know, when we're educating, that's one of the important things.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to hear all that good stuff, Absolutely.
Well, it looked like everyone had a really good time. People were walking out of there with smiles from ear to ear.
Oh, they totally were.
Just, I think Tucson needed this.
It did. Phoenix has had quite a few.
Tucson needs more of these.
Yeah. Tucson needs way more
of
these. I think we'll have them a couple times a year now, at least.
Yeah.
But,
only going to grow.
You know, while we're waiting for Vicki to come on air, we did get, well, we got in the mail last month's newsletter, but we did get this month's newsletter in our emails for September from the Department of Health Services for Arizona. And they want to once again remind everybody that patients within 25 miles of a dispensary are barred from growing medical marijuana. I don't know if you guys all saw the front page of the newspaper yesterday, but there was a gargantuan article about a lawsuit that has come about saying it is unfair and it's not equal rights to do that to patients, to say that, you know, just because you live this far away or that far away, one patient can grow and another can't. Well, the ruling last time, what the judge said was, this is not a mandatory program, and if you want to be a part of it, you have to follow their rules. So we'll see what this lawyer brings up. But they say, once again, an administrative law judge affirmed that qualifying patients requesting to cultivate marijuana must live farther than 25 miles from the nearest open and operating dispensary. On August 12, 2014, administrative law judge Tammy L. Eigen here ordered that qualifying patients must live at least 25 miles from a medical marijuana dispensary in order to grow their own marijuana. The 25-mile rule is part of the original 2010 voter-approved Medical Marijuana Act. The department reasons that this statute would serve no purpose if not interpreted in this manner, the judge wrote. The department's position provides a fair and sensible result and properly reflects the intent of the electorate, which is you who voted for this thing. So the Arizona Department of Health Services Department is currently implementing a proposed rule change that would redefine the way the 25-mile rule is measured by road instead of as the crow flies. And the new rule won't be effective until mid to late 2015. Oh, that's stupid.
Why does it take so long?
Oh, man. Yeah, we don't like that one. That's seriously. What the... I throw down my spoon.
This is where we're going.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's definitely, they're getting close to that 2016 mark, I think, with
that's
a lot of these rules.
Well, yeah.
We're noticing that a lot of people are holding off
on
a lot
them.
Of these different things until, like, these electoral years.
Ridiculous. Oh, my
there's
God.
Something coming, and I don't know if we can quite see it yet. But
I see it. Complete monopoly of marijuana by our government. That's what it is. That's what's coming. Don't you worry. But I think, like, with our 100 gallons of alcohol that we can brew a year, they will allot citizens the right, if you live in a state that allows it, to grow. Because, you know, some counties are dry. Some days of the week are dry. Maybe you can't have alcohol in some places. You have to drive across the borders in Mississippi. Yeah, that would be Arizona.
Some of the months.
Every day. Yeah, some of the years are dry in Arizona.
Some of the years are dry.
What you got there, the New Culture magazine?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Woo-hoo!
You know who they got on the front?
Who?
They got Jack Black.
Oh, get out.
And
Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Oh, Tenacious D, yeah. Can I have one of those? Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
These guys are funny.
He's hysterical. Jack Black looks like he's losing some weight over there.
Yeah, he's looking really good.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? You got by the number?
I got state. News in the state. Here,
page
news
eight.
Nugget.
Page 8, if you want to follow along.
Mm-hmm. Court allows patients on prohibition to use cannabis. A court ruling in Arizona now allows patients on probation. Sorry, what did I say? Prohibition. Didn't I?
You did, because you're excited about what's going to happen. Let's
court allows patients on probation
there you go.
To use cannabis. Okay. A court ruling in Arizona now allows patients on probation to use medical cannabis. Normally, judges can prohibit
the use of
cannabis as a term in probation. However, majority ruling stated that the judge may also comply with the state's medical cannabis laws that exempt use of marijuana for medical purposes from criminal laws. According to the Republic, Judge Eckerstorm. What did he say? Commented on the unique situation of four medical cannabis patients and how local government should obey these specific laws as voted on by the citizens. Our task is to apply the law they have written, not to second-guess the wisdom of their determination. In the past, patients had to sign an agreement to limit their rights and access to certain amenities to all or often to all and all too often they must relinquish their rights to herb in jail or probation. Fortunately, now the probation of many future patients can be lived without the pain and suffering due to the lack of medicine.
Did you hear that? Many future patients, because we know someone who's on probation right now, and the judge and their probation officer said you cannot use your medicine marijuana. Is that ridiculous? That's like saying you can't use the chemo you need for your cancer treatments or what, you know, like, that's not all right. That's still not allowed. Well, but okay, so good. Good.
It
steps, steps forward. Okay. Maybe we can get some retroactive stuff going on here.
And last week I had said that Italy had released some prisoners that were using...
And
the number was 10,000.
Holy
cow. They had released 10,000 prisoners
that were busted on cannabis charges.
Paraphernalia charges. And
small amounts.
10,000.
Wow.
It's just that much. So
wow.
That's pretty awesome. I think some people are coming around.
We got a link from one of our bloggers. Thank you, Anita Amnesia. Good morning. And we got a link about the suit that seeks to expand pot growing rights. All right, here it is. Let's see here. I hate when ads pop up. Okay. This says, oh, and they're popping up left and right. I saw that. I saw you pop up on my computer. Gotcha. Phoenix. State health officials are facing a new legal challenge over a provision in the voter-approved Medical Marijuana Act that bars those who live within 25 miles of a dispensary from growing their own plants. The lawsuit filed in Maricopa County Superior Court contends giving some the right to grow but not others is a violation of Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. Billy B. Hayes, who is not an attorney but filed the legal papers on behalf of himself and others, also contends the system gives dispensary operators a monopoly in violation of state constitutional provisions. Hayes, a resident of Mirage, wants Judge Arthur Anderson to rule all of the more than 50,000 medical marijuana patients in Arizona are eligible to grow their own plants without fear of prosecution. And because the case could take months, if not longer, Hayes is asking Anderson to block state health officials from enforcing the no-grow provisions while the lawsuit is proceeding. The 2010 voter-approved Arizona Medical Marijuana Act allows those with specified medical conditions, doctor's recommendations, to obtain up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana every 2 weeks. And the law required the system of privately run but state-regulated dispensaries to sell the drug. The law also says those not within 25 miles of the dispensary could grow up to 12 plants of their own. Health Director Will Humble acknowledged the law does not create a monopoly. Okay, see, here we go. We're going to have to, like, figure this out because we're getting stupid stuff. So, here we go. That's what's going on. And, well, they don't have a lawyer on the case. He's just filing on behalf of himself and other patients. So maybe some lawyer will help him and pick that up because... that's going to be a hard one to run through the court system, especially because it was a voter-approved bill, and the rules were already set up, and the judge ruled last time that it's not a mandatory program. Therefore, if you want to belong to the program, you have to follow the rules. Now, here's something new we have going on. Patients can sell cannabis to each other according to Arizona court rules. You might want to check with Attorney Tom Dean before you start running around selling.
Well, at the same time, it also says this rule was handed down last October.
Okay, here we go. Superior Court Judge in Pima County has ruled that medical cannabis patients are now permitted to sell cannabis to other registered patients. The judge, Richard Fields, handed down the ruling as a result of a case from last October. Jeremy Allen Matlock's indictment on 3 felonies was related to growing and selling cannabis, but the charges for violation of the AMMA, the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. Sarah Bullard, Matlock's public defender, got his case dismissed on the grounds that registered cardholders are able to sell to other registered patients, according to Judge Fields. The revised statute states, a registered qualifying patient or registered designated caregiver is not subject to arrest, prosecution, or penalty in any manner. granting immunity against any cannabis-related arrests. The law denotes how exactly these registered patients can be prosecuted. If one provides cannabis without anything of value in return, or the person giving cannabis knowingly causes the recipient to possess more than the allowable amount, even with limits on the statute, it's a big step in the way of free formation. I don't know. There you go. There you have it. Right out of the mouths of babes.
We sure are learning a lot.
We sure are learning a lot. But you know what? That's good. Learning is good. All right. What else we got? There's a bird here. There's a bird in the world. You want to read about the bird in the world, Space King?
Sure.
Bird in the world. I don't even know if it... Oh, it's Peru.
Cannabis Act in Peru sees slow but sure progression. Peru's new Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program Act has limited cannabis cultivation centers to only one for each of its 22 police districts. Peru, along with Laseo, Beru, and Pudnam counties, belongs to District 17. A company called Agriculture LLC, or Agricare LLC, has chosen Peru to cultivate medical cannabis, receiving approval from Peru's Plan Commission for a special use permit. However, the greatest hurdle still remains as the City Council and Agricare must clear its space. The company plans to use the former Yellow Freight Terminal to cultivate their plant and told the city it chose Peru because of access to interstate highways, favorable business and community climate, and skilled labor, among other reasons. There is still much to do for Agricare, their biggest hurdle lying with the state and other competitors of District 17, MedFarm and Largo Meds LLC.
Wow. Peru.
Taking off on the cannabis highway.
No kidding. The whole world's going. I love it.
Going cannabis.
We're going crazy. Cannabis crazy.
Okay. This one in the nation, medical cannabis researchers position opens in Minnesota.
All right.
This past spring, Governor Mark Dayton signed medical cannabis legislation into law, which calls for an officer to put together a new cannabis program. More importantly, the state is needed of hiring a research manager with a medical degree and a physician license.
Licensure
to evaluate the applicability of the medical and epidemiology studies to address the impact of medical cannabis in Minnesota. The elected researcher will be responsible for educating patients, healthcare professionals, and the general public about the risks and benefits of medical cannabis. The Office of Medical Cannabis will consist of only 10 people operating a patient registry that will determine whether or not people are being helped by their treatment. Only 5,000 patients a year would qualify to use the program and would be limited to those with terminal illnesses or any of the 8 medical conditions listed by the state. The new law also limits consuming cannabis in pill or liquid form, and only of those with a doctor's certification.
Okay, but why all the limits, people? Because
you're
they're scared?
Is it
because they're not educated?
Well, everyone has to do their due diligence on their education. And this even goes for someone that's a new state that's even starting a new program. We were lucky enough that we didn't have all the limits. We had some great people that were in the forefront leading this and made up some really great laws for us. In other states, we're seeing a lot more people taking it a little bit slower and wanting to kind of see how it goes. They'll get there.
They'll get there. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing people are, you know, starting, they're learning,
they're
educating.
They're starting somewhere. So at least they have the program.
You know what else is a good thing?
This what?
What?
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. Yeah, make sure the studio C door is locked because there's like 400 people outside trying to get in right now.
Yeah, I fight back.
I know, oh my gosh. There's like, yeah, birds and the food.
Covered my face.
That was a bad bird call.
Picture. Security.
That was a bad, I know. Oh, sunglasses, veil. All right, well, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, a live cannabis radio show right here in Tucson, Arizona. We're down at Studio C. But if you folks want to go down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, you can do that and get certified. $65 renewal. That's pretty darn awesome. And $85 first time. I think that's the least expensive in town. Come down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, just in the back there between Gentle Dental and Embassy Suites, right in there. And if you've got a computer problem, which most people do, you can drop your computer off while you're waiting at Savvy Computer in the...
Come on,
get your certification, so kill two birds with one stone there. we got our bloggers just shooting off all sorts of fun stuff today, but check this out. The NFL might raise the THC limits for players.
I said that.
Yeah. According to sources within the NFL Players Union, the NFL is discussing the possibility of lowering the threshold for a positive THC test to 150 nanograms of metabolites per 1 milliliter of blood. I think that's a lot. If approved, that would mean players could use cannabis pretty much up until the day before a game and still be able to pass the test, essentially loosening the league's anti-pot stance. The current policy sets the nanogram limit at 15. nanograms for every milliliter of blood, which could snag players up to several weeks after they've last used cannabis. The change in policy would align the NFL with the current World Anti-Doping Agency specifications. The WADA is the controlling body for all Olympic testing. World Anti-Doping Agency.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's called that. Such a thing.
At WADA. What's up, WADA?
I didn't know it's called that.
I know. By comparison, Major League Baseball has a 50 nanogram threshold. So if you like cannabis, play baseball.
Well, what I read the other day was saying that these football players are kind of needing it.
Oh, kind of?
They go through pain.
They're smashing their heads up against brick walls every second.
Exactly. And
yeah.
The players need this release just to relax from their everyday lives. They put their bodies through hell.
And how many concussions do they get? It's a neuroprotective.
Yeah.
All right. The news comes too late to players like Josh Gordon, the Browns receiver recently suspended for a full year for testing positive at 16 nanograms per milliliter.
Oh, no.
Oh.
16.
Gordon's teammate Joe Thomas says he isn't going to defend Gordon's action, but says the NFL's policy is a load of crap. I think looking at the NFL drug program, I think they haven't really touched it a lot in years because it's kind of been the one thing when you collectively bargain that it kind of gets put to the end. You know, when you close a deal, you just say, let's just leave it how it's been rather than actually work on maybe some issues that are there, Thomas told CBS Sports. I think there's a resistance from management of the NFL and also from the Players Association to do that type of needed updating of the drug policy because obviously there's some oversights when they wrote the program and some cultural changes that have happened that I don't think the program accurately reflects the morals of society today and the NFL and pro sports in general. And that's a really good point. That's a very good point for the person representing this lawsuit to the state of Arizona. Cultural and medical changes and views have changed. I think it's time to allow for change.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2010, when we did vote this in, maybe people were afraid to let other people grow. Let's change it. Let's go for 2014. Let's let everyone grow. 2014, let's get to where the baseball league is at least at 50 nanograms per milliliter. What's that?
They're going to start putting out medical marijuana commercials.
Yes, they are. That's fantastic.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah, very exciting. Wow. That's cool. I'll have to send that article to my brother.
It's happening all very fast.
It is very fast. It is. It's
fast. One article after another and hearing it every day and reading up on it every day, it definitely, you can see it's affecting our, I guess it's a...
Well, it is affecting our cultural views. Because check this out. This is the second or third cover of Culture Magazine that actually says the number one medical cannabis lifestyle magazine. They used to cover that up until just a few months ago. They covered that right up. But now that the cultural views are changing, they feel like it's more acceptable everywhere. And that's awesome. It should be. It's really great. So we have another really cool... little section. We love this magazine. We also love azmarijuana.com. They were at the event. They were awesome. They didn't have a table, but they walked around with their giant stickers on their shirts. They were great. Good to see you guys, Kobe and everybody down there. It was really awesome. Okay, so page 9. By the numbers. 82. The number of dispensaries currently open in the entire state of Arizona. 82. Now, we're supposed to have 126 already. So someone should be suing for that. But that's a pretty good start. Well, they keep postponing, and I don't know why. They're postponing access to people. That's all they're doing. All right. What's number 70 say, Space King?
Number 70. That's actually the number of PTSD-affected veterans who were testing the potency of medical cannabis to reduce suffering in Dr. Sue Sisley's U of A, University of Arizona study. I didn't even know about that study.
Yeah. All right. What you got?
27,000. Mm-hmm. The number of signatures acquired on an online petition to reinstate medical cannabis researcher Dr. Sue Sisley after she was let go from her job at the University of Arizona.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's really fantastic. Good job.
No, they let her go.
Put that one
the
up
study.
There, Speaking. Number 10.
What's that?
Did you get that?
Number of people who have been approved to participate in the state's medical cannabis program since 2010 is 52,638.
Wow.
Times that by $150.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. No wonder they're hesitant to drop their fees in half for people. They don't want to get down. 52,000 people.
That's awesome.
Ooh, an arrow. Sorry, here we go. Yeah, 52,000. I know. It wasn't the air horn. I'm glad I didn't hit that one. 10. The number of approved dispensaries currently operating in Phoenix. 10.
So if
we've
got 82 in
10. We can't go.
11, 12.
There's only 10.
Approved in bold letters.
Approved. There you go. 10, approved. Folks. Wait, these people in Phoenix are listening going, wait, I just saw 10 on the corner. All right.
I have 10 in my neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah, there's 10 in the backyard. All right. 339. The number of points on a scale from 1 to 400 that ranked Maine's medical cannabis program as the best in the country. 339.
Best in the country.
I have to read this one too, though, because 74 is my favorite number, and one of my best friends lives in Minnesota, so it's just a sign.
You better say
the percentage of Minnesotans, I love that, who think cannabis should be legally allowed in the state for medical purposes with a doctor's approval. 74%. For Minnesota.
Oh, that's
yeah, they passed it. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
You listen to that. Say that again.
That's what's up.
We're going to have a That's What's Up moment coming soon.
Oh, man.
So we say Wednesday. Oh, man, that's right. We're going
to
have that.
You have to call in everyone and say, that's what's up.
Oh, no, we're pre-recorded unless he does want to call in. All right, and last?
1.3, the amount of money in trillions of dollars spent on the drug war by the United States since 1972.
$1.3 trillion they've wasted. Yeah, no, that's
where
not
did
good
it go?
At all. Well, we know where it went.
And every time I hear someone say, we need to fight harder.
Oh, boy.
Because how much more money?
So well,
because how much money are you going to throw at that? That's not working anymore.
Yeah. Good morning, Grand Island. Grand Island's here.
Good morning, Grand Island.
Good morning, Grand Island. People, you guys got to look this up. It might be inside, but look up where Grand Island, New York is. Hey, you know, we've got some really great vaporizers down here. We sold a bunch of those at the NMJ event, too. We got the fancy packs. Now, this one's nice with just a flick of the top mouthpiece there. It turns it on, turns it off. The very bottom is a magnetic, has a huge bowl. You can stick a lot of herb in that bowl. That's a lot of vaporizing. And it's an actual vaporizer. It heats up the metal bowl. It doesn't touch the actual coil. Because I'm pretty sure that if you're hitting that coil, you're burning that stuff. For the most part, you don't want to hit the heating element itself. You want something else to be heating and melting your THC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's some really cool vaporizers out there. We've got one called the Indica. It looks like one of your old butane lighters.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Five levels of heat.
I thought it was a giant lighter.
I know. Most people think it is a giant lighter, but it isn't. It's really, really great. Come down
and
check it out.
You almost had me put it away with the rest of the lighters.
Yeah.
Like, I said, no, that goes in the box.
Yeah, you're right.
Page 11 has a giant tumbleweed ad. Come down. $65 recertifications, $85 new certifications. And check it out, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. All right. All sorts of great stuff in this magazine. And next week, I don't know. Maybe you'll have to check out Tumbleweed Health Center to see who's going to be on. I don't know. Maybe should we tell him? It might be Dr. Robert Melanie. We won't tell him, though.
It could be.
We have a threat of a confirmation. We love this guy, and we've been playing Facebook tag. It's not phone tag anymore. It's Facebook tag. For a long time, so we've got a confirmation, pre-confirmation, which is a good thing to have. What did you find out?
I found out.
Ooh, look at that!
You get 30% off
vape
pens with your promo code. If you look in your Culture magazine, they're giving away some vape pens on page.
What page is it? 16, 17. All right, they're giving them away.
Yeah, you just text in this.
code and you receive a free vape pen.
All right. Check it
and
out.
And they'll send you a little special offer and you buy the two cartridges, which are about $50 a piece, but then you get the vape pen for free, which
wow.
is about $50.
And we got, with our free vape pen, we also got a 10% off.
I did, to any one of the dispensaries that carries bong products.
Wow.
And I think that's Earth Healing that
carrying those right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just them for right now? I'm not sure.
Those are the only places that I've bought it from. So
okay.
I know Earth Healing has the, right now they have the sativa hybrid.
Okay.
It's really nice.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It's a hash oil.
Hash oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already made.
Made and ready to go, and you just pop it on your pen, and you
nice.
Vape until it's empty, throw it away, and go get a new one.
Can we recycle those?
You could, and after a while, the atomizer inside just weakens. And so it doesn't heat, the heating element just doesn't heat your medicine as well.
But
so,
is it made of product that we can just throw in the big blue bucket?
I guess it's plastic and metal.
Okay,
so I guess
so
it could go in there.
So yeah, throw it in your big blue bucket when you're done.
So it might be something you need to look into if it's
And we'll
totally
talk to the companies who are making
yeah.
it.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
There you go. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reefer.
Reefer.
Reefer. It could be one of those like fortune cookies. You could put reefer at the end of anything, right? You're gonna have a great day with reefer.
So here's a tropical mango sorbet. It's four mangoes,
ooh,
about 3 pounds, pitted and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. One medium papaya, if you want. That one's a 1 cup of pineapple juice, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup infused coconut milk.
Ooh, yum.
And then to top it off, finely grated zest of
zest. I love it.
And juice of 1 lime.
Oh.
Isn't that fun, delicious?
It does.
1/4 cup of cannabis-infused coconut milk.
Mm. That helps the THC bind to the fat in coconut.
Mm-hmm.
That's what helps it.
Infused coconut milk. 1 cup of coconut milk, 1 gram of hash, and simmer over medium heat until melted. Cool and pour into and store in a glass jar in the refrigerator.
There you go.
There you go.
I have a cooking question, and here it is. So, we often hear that you can't heat your cannabis up to over what degree before you start degrading the medicine and or THC effect. So, when you're baking cookies and it says baking at 375 for whatever minutes, do you really want to bake them that high? And will the cannabinoids and everything still be in there? At what degree do you not want to overcook your cannabis? Or can you kill your cannabis? Tech guy is saying, cook your cookies at 375. Is there a temperature we don't want to go above? Like, we don't want to go above 425 for anything, roughly. So if you start getting up there and you're like baking roasts and stuff and it's like 500 degrees, you might want to add your cannabis a little later when it starts to cool down about 300. I don't know. Roast? Canada. No, we don't. No roasting. But anyway. I don't even know where I'm going with that. Yeah, so
it roasts
I was
you.
Baking
you
I was
don't
baking
roast
yeah.
Canada.
Okay. I was baking cookies and then I was reading articles and I was having a little thought process of, well, did I just overbake my baked goods? Did I bake my baked goods? No, I don't think tech guy saying no, you're all right. So check this out. Irvin Rosenfeld, Robert Platform, Michael Bowman, Dr. Beth Fisher, Regina Nelson.
Project CBD, AZ Med Testing, AZ from Normal,
Watermelon
Girl. We haven't talked to him in a long time.
Long time.
Beeline Hempwick.
Yeah.
2811.
Vapor Smoke.
Accurate Med Testing.
AZ Med Testing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the King of Pot, who passed away recently.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Boudreau, who actually was making the hemp oils for Willie's buses. Marijuana Policy Project, SSDP, Students for Sensible Drug Policy. The guy that wrote Hempathy, Ivanart, we haven't been reading Hempathy in a long time. The American Cannabis Nurses Association, Kimberly Haslett from SWAPA, Doug Fine, Tom Dean, Jeffrey Kaufman, the United States Medical Marijuana Chamber of Commerce, LEAF, Law Enforcement
mm-hmm.
Against Prohibition. These are just a few of the folks we've interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've just caught that little tiny list.
But that's a lot of people.
That's
a
lot of people.
A lot
of time, a lot of interviews, and a lot of education. So what we're saying here is scroll on back and listen to some past shows.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A lot of information
lot of
that
people.
You know, people haven't seen or heard about. Lots
yeah.
of listening to Irvin.
Yeah, Irvin Rosenfeld, one of our very own cannabis.
Grimspoon, Dr. Grimspoon was a great one.
Grimspoon, Dr. Grimspoon. Dr. Melanie,
Dr. Melanie.
Really
Guy Leon from Holy Smokes was a good one, all about terpenoids and learning about
that was
different
awesome.
Things.
So we have a little objection here. We have an article, a High Times Cannabis Kitchen article from one of our bloggers. Thank you, Anita. Anita says, between 200 and 250 degrees is the High Times range that you can cook in. Anything over 300 degrees starts to degrade, and there's an article about it. Maybe we'll have to, let's see. Ooh, and it's looking at chili peppers. Those are wow, those look good. Oh, all right, so here. We'll read what High Times has to say. And here's and this is the thing. This is kind of a practicing science as well, like practicing medicine is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a practicing science, so everyone's going to have, you know, their opinion. We're going to see what High Times has to say. Recently, the archetype of stoner chef has gained traction in pop culture. And when you watch these cannabis-friendly cooks apply their trade, it becomes pretty obvious that they find their inspiration by taking breaks from the heat in the kitchen to go outside and spark up a J. And why not? Cannabis is a sensual enhancer that fits seamlessly into the foodie lifestyle, heightening the entire experience from selecting produce to cooking, plating and eating, and maybe even washing the dishes. All right, so an excerpt from the official High Times Cannabis Cookbook says this. But what is stoner cuisine? The mainstream media would jeer that it's nonstop gorging on low-quality snack foods like cheesy poofs and potato chips and candy bars. But in reality, stoner chefs most often express themselves by reimagining traditional foods and infusing formerly foreign flavors together in new, fun ways. Sometimes stoner cuisine is simply stuff you eat only when you're stoned, grilled Nutella and banana panini. Oh, boy. But at the highest level, it's really about the recipes that are created while stoned, including unusual food combinations that sound strange at first but then turn out to be quite wonderful. Okay, so the key chemical reaction involved in doing this right takes place when cannabis is combined with your chosen fat and heated at a low temperature, 200 to 250 degrees, for no less than 20 minutes, and ideally up to an hour or more, stirring often. Long-held hippie wisdom dictates simmering the butter. Oh, okay, so this is butter. Simmering the butter for up to 8 hours. But this is difficult to accomplish without a crock pot. See, and, okay, anyway, after 60 minutes, you can rest assured most of the THC molecules will have left the plant matter and migrated to the butter or oil, and this process is called decarboxylation, which describes a chemical reaction that converts non-psychoactive THC acid found in the raw plant material into psychoactive THC. Cooking cannabis over high heat for too long will degrade the THC, hurting potency, which makes using a double boiler or crock pot vital. All right. So that's for cooking butter. And we'll have to, it's kind of a long article, so we'll have to read this maybe later
and
find out.
Yeah, let's post this on...
We'll post this on our Facebook and on our website, but
there's
I don't know that
recipes.
It goes into there's what I was actually talking about, which was when you take the butter and then you cook brownies or cookies or anything else with it, and that recipe says you have to cook it at 375 or whatever. That's what I'm asking. Is that, you can't really cook your cookies at 200 degrees. It's not really something you can do. So if you're cooking your butter like that, so yeah, you can boil your butter over hours and hours and get all that out. But then when you go to put that in your cookie, that's what I'm saying. What happens? Because, cookies are hard to set at that low of a temperature. You can't really set a cookie like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although some people like them ooey gooey.
not
like you're drinking your cookie.
Oven temperature, not equal to. Inside the cookie. So your cookie is the oven is higher, but your cookie inside is not that temperature. It's not over 250 degrees in your cookie. It might, close,
wow,
but it's not going to...
Wow, philosophical. Because now you're saying, well, how can that be?
Well,
So if you throw something in the oven at 375, it should be heated up to 375. How are you saying that that cookie inside is not 375 degrees? Because of... We're going way deep.
We're going way deep. Science is way deep.
Way deep. Okay. So then what degree do you have your temperature of your oven set so that your inside cookie degree is not going to wreck the beautiful butter you've spent 10 hours making?
I'm still going to put it at 375 and call it a day.
There you go.
Because it's been working in that well for this long.
It works well.
Were those cookies effective the other night?
Yes,
amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Were they?
Did you feel it? It's just kind of mellow? Yeah, well, we won't ask that guy. He's used to, like, you know, 500. He had a very nice bike ride home, we'll say, from the...
He made it
Bellstar made her very first, like, full-on from cannabis
like
butter. I simmered 10 hours in my crock pot.
These were thick.
Yeah. I couldn't take all night to make, you know, a whole lot of cookies, so they were just like,
well,
giant.
That's the one where you're like,
they were
mounds.
Cookie muffins.
They were big.
They were delicious.
There you go. That's a cronut, but we won't even go there. No. Yeah.
Cookie muffin,
I don't know. Oh, boy. It's all nonsense. This whole planet is nonsense. They're asking if it's sense or nonsense. It's nonsense. But it's good nonsense. We love our cannabis nonsense. Did you know that if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can read 5 amazing scientific discoveries about marijuana? Here we go. For years, the federal government has subsidized studies designed to find negative effects from marijuana while blocking inquiry into its potential benefits. Ironically, their adamant search for the downsides has created remarkable scientific insights that explain why marijuana is such a versatile remedy for many medical conditions and why it is the most sought-after illegal, quote, substance on earth. There are over 100 unique cannabinoids identified in marijuana. Of them, the best known, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, marijuana's principal psychoactive component, and cannabidiol, CBD, marijuana's anti-inflammatory component that can reduce the psychoactive effects of THC. In addition to the phytocannabinoids produced only by cannabis marijuana plant, there are indigenous cannabinoids that occur naturally in the human brain and body. Some highlights from the exploding field of cannabinoid science are this. Number one, THC, CBD, and other plant cannabinoids are not only effective for the management of cancer symptoms, nausea, pain, loss of appetite, fatigue, etc., but they also aid a direct anti-tumoral effect, according to peer-reviewed studies by the Complutense University in Spain and the California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco. Number two, the Scripps Research Institute in California found that the THC inhibits an enzyme involved in the accumulation of beta-amyloid plaque that disrupts communication between brain cells, the hallmark of Alzheimer's-related dementia. Yeah.
At King's College in London, cannabinoid receptor signaling assisted neurogenesis, the creation of new brain cells, in adult mammals and help regulate the migration and differentiation of stem cells.
In China, scientists have shown that the pain-relieving effects of acupuncture are mediated by the same cannabinoid receptors that are activated by THC.
Pharmaceutical companies are attempting to induce therapeutic outcomes by manipulating levels of the body's own cannabinoids. Animal studies indicate that it's possible to dissipate a wide range of pathological conditions such as neuropathic pain, hypertension, colitis, and opiate withdrawal by preventing delaying the enzyme breakdown of the endogenous cannabinoids.
Wow. So there you have it. And you can check all that out and try and pronounce all those words yourself at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Lots
of science. We love it, though. And that's what we're here to do, is to present all sorts of
things. We're learning. You're learning.
And just for our friend Doug Fine, we want to all let you know, Santa Fe decriminalized marijuana possession.
Small amount, but nonetheless.
Santa Fe has become the latest city to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. The Santa Fe City Council voted 5-4 in favor of revising the law to classify possession of less than an ounce, 28 grams of marijuana to only a misdemeanor. The new law, which will take effect in 30 days, reduces the criminal penalties that range from fines between 50 to 100 and up to 15 days in jail into just a civil citation. I have been in favor of decriminalizing all along. I just wanted this to be on the November ballot in order for citizens to make the decision, said the mayor, Javier Gonzalez. New Mexico State Director for the Drug Policy Alliance, Emily Kautenbach, mentioned she hoped for a broader vote, but said it is still a historic win for us all.
Awesome.
Go Santa Fe.
I saw that the other day. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, Santa Fe is a pretty well-rounded little city.
It is.
I have passed through there, but I've never stayed. I heard it's pretty cool.
Well, I think we have some Wednesday, Wednesday road trips coming.
We do?
Yeah, we do. I think we really do. And guess what? Yeah, let's take the show on the road. It is time. Can you believe it? Can't even believe it. It's time already. It's that time. Time to say thank you and good night. Say good night, Gracie. Thank you for joining Wednesday, Wednesday. We're looking for our little outro here. We don't even have that ready. We're so unprepared today. We would like to thank all of us. Yeah, we sound better with the microphone anyway. But thank all you guys for showing up today. This is awesome. And we will get our feeling on the show. We promise you that. We'd also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Systems,
Culture
Magazine,
ACMarijuana.com, and Tumbleweed
Health Center.
Studio C.
Come on down and get certified, folks, and just come get educated. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. And let's see. Actually, second Saturday is coming up for AZ for Normal. So go to az4normal.com and you can check it out. Ward 6, 3 to 4:20 p.m. But check it out. I just wanted to throw that in real quick. But as always, our favorite thing to say is remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.